Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr. She's Vonna Pfeiffer, and this is the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice weekly podcast for needleworkers. And we got to talk fast because when I came upstairs, there was 33 minutes left on the timer for brownies. I'm just putting the priorities where they're at. I'm just, you know. I'm just giving it to you the way it is. There was 33 minutes. Got to get cooling time to frost them. We can get a podcast in, and then I'm eating a brownie.
All right. That's awesome.
That's just the way it is. I, you know, too bad.
I mean, yeah, I like warm brownies myself.
Yep. So that's the deal. Yep. Yes, we are. We're sponsored by Sassy Jack's Stitchery. Oh, there's so much going on at the Sassy Jack's. Now, the Royal Garden, that's July 5, or Kim has it in stock. She shipped everybody's kits, so you can still get in on the deal. The Royal Garden, we start July 5, and that's a Sunday, and I haven't talked to you yet about it, but Kim and I have had a couple exchanges about the three of us doing a live show for a couple hours and just literally just stitching and talking about it.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Why not?
This is, there you go, folks. There's the extent of how we plan right there. That's a little behind the scenes right there. Yep. So July 5, now that we have Vonna in the deal here, July 5, sometime in the afternoon, we'll have an extended live show where the three of us will be on just stitching.
Awesome.
Royal Garden. You start in the center. We'll start in the center and you just go.
Okay.
So if you're doing the thing with us, get your stuff together. If you want to do it, get it together, and we'll get you off on the right foot right out of the gate. How's that?
That sounds great. And that is my actual birthday, too.
I know.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, and it's a significant milestone, too. So.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So all that on one day. Hmm. We'll still have to figure out how to do some kind of a virtual birthday cake. Maybe I'll have Marga make a chocolate cake.
And you can eat it?
And I'll eat it while you watch. How will that be?
That sounds awesome.
I think for me, it's perfect.
Yeah, it would be calorie-free for me, too, right. So that would be good.
So it's like a service to you and fun for me.
That's right, there.
And then happy birthday, yeah. Okay, this plan's coming together quite nicely. I'm liking
it. Isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. or the way the post office delivers things, we could mail you some of the cake, and by the time you get it, you could break a brick with it. Yeah, that could work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll work on that part of it.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got going. We got the Elizabeth Cooper Jesus Wept chart. You want to check that out? Chart and kit. Chart's free, kit's not. And then, now Kim has been posting for her beginning counted needlepoint, counted canvas boxed heart thing. She's been posting videos. She's done three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to get a little leg up, start that project. It's free, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So you can start it for free. Kim's got the video. She shows you how to do the stitches. And it's just a small little thing, simple to do. And so if you're thinking about doing the Royal Garden, but you've never done counted canvas work, that's a little taste test right there from Kim that you can do. Mm-hmm. And just use your stash.
Yeah.
Even if it, you know, even if the colors don't go together, who cares? Just
right.
Just do the stitches. You know, just pick ugly colors. Try and make it as ugly as possible. Yeah, you don't care. It's just a throwaway thing just to learn. So
right.
Now, things are opening up a little bit as all over the place. So Kim is now offering curbside service, and she'll be offering appointment shopping on July 1. So a call, make an appointment, come in, do your shopping. I'm sure it's like three people allowed in the store kind of a thing. I don't know all the rules. Wear a mask, the whole bit. But anyway, appointment shopping July 1. So check with Kim at the shop on that if you're interested. And then now the shipping that was free till she opens the doors, she's now doing a limited fee. So it's a $4 flat fee for orders up to $50. Then it's free after that. So she's kind of split in the middle here. And then international is still $15 flat fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then the, let's see. Oh, you're up to date on this. The Learning Stitches series. You're all up to date, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you've been pounding away on that, I know. Yeah,
I absolutely have, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm always impressed the way you start things like that and just keep mm-hmm. right up. Keep right up.
Until they're done.
Yeah, I mean, you are right on it, like white on rice. I mean, you don't mess around. Yeah, it's...
No, I don't.
It's... Mm-hmm. I can't do that, but you do. It's...
I know. I keep right yeah. along with
I've
it.
I've always
every
admired
time.
You for that.
Thanks, yeah. I appreciate that.
It's really... It's an impressive ability.
It is.
She bought the books, folks.
And did like two stitches.
But she bought the book.
One of these days, I'm going to have it all done.
Going to get your act together, huh?
I'm going to get it all together, yeah.
Oh, is that going to be exciting? Give me a call that day you get your act together. I'm driving down to see it. You know, I want to see it all its glory. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds like a good one. Good plan.
I'll bring cake.
Okay. That's my favorite cake.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath or anything, and I'm not going to run out and fill up the car right away, so I'm pretty safe there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Sassy Jack Stitchery, sassyjackstitchery.com, call Kim, she'll fix you up, all those things going on there. Oh, and then, yeah, no surprise here, Kim has had to cancel the September soirees, both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. And for the obvious reason, it's just too risky. The age group, primarily age group for needle workers, too risky. And so she's just had to cancel it all just to be safe. And
mm-hmm.
can't blame her.
No, I can't either. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. And I said this to her when she approached us.
Actually, it's more fun when you just flat out lie all the time, you know?
When I lie, I'm a
liar. Go ahead and be honest this one time, and then we'll go back to the usual.
Yeah, you liar. I was worried about going down, too. Weren't you a little bit?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Yeah. I really was. Yeah. No, I think it's the right move. Even if it's premature and even, it's just the right move. It's better to be safe with something like this than to have an event and then learn later that 10 people who attended are in the hospital. You know, that's the worst.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be good. Yeah. And, things are just unsettled with the schools. We don't know. I know that the first day of school is August the 5th for Ellie. But we still don't know, is she going to school? Is she not going to school? Is it going to be part-time at school, part-time online? We don't know.
Right.
And so, it's just kind of, and she's moving from middle school to high school. And, that's a big step. And she hasn't, they quit before they had the parent and incoming freshman. Hello,
So you didn't have all that. Oh, my.
No. Mm-mm. All they got to do is, and they did this, I think, kind of rushed before spring break because they, that was it. But, the Friday before spring break, they didn't go to school and then that was it.
Yeah.
And spring break for us is like March the 13th. It's whatever the IU college is. And anyways, they hurried up and got classes, registered for classes or, that they wanted to take, but she doesn't know anything. And so she's, she's a little nervous, rightly so. I would have been too. And so we don't know. We don't know what it is. And, that's shortly right after they kind of start to schools when the soiree was. And I was like, gosh, how could I leave, or take her out of school? And so anyways, it's just kind of for the best for us on that.
Yeah.
That
I was, and I was nervous. I mean, Mark and I have around here in the Chicago area. I mean, to drive around, you'd think things were just back to normal.
Uh-huh.
And Marg and I are not taking that approach. I mean, we are still staying home and wearing masks when we go out and staying cautious and minimizing mm-hmm. our trips.
Mm-hmm.
I've read enough about what happens, and I don't mm-hmm. want that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just don't care how long it takes. I don't want it.
No, I don't either. And I mean, I wear, I'm working in the quilt shop every day, and I have been for the last month, and except for Sundays. And I wear a mask, you know, I don't wear a mask when nobody's in there, of course.
Right.
But when somebody comes in, I wear a mask. Every morning when I go in, I wipe every surface down with, you know, Clorox wipes. And wear a mask. We have a one of those shields like you see in all the, you know, places now. We have a shield in front of the cash register. I wipe down the phones and keyboards and everything, even though it's just been me most of the time.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't want to give it to myself, so yeah. I've been trying to be really, really careful. And for the most part, you know, we have a sign on the door that says, you know, must wear face covering to come in. And 99% of the time that's adhered to. There's been a few people that, you know, just blatantly do not wear a face mask. And then we give them one to put, you know, like a throwaway one to put on.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I feel like most of the people are being very cautious about it, but there's some of those people who are like, yeah, no, I don't, this is like a fairy tale or something. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that mentality, but I'm trying to keep myself as safe as possible because I don't want, you know, I don't want it. Yeah. So,
no,
yeah.
We're doing the same thing. It's not worth it. And if it takes a few months, it takes a few months, you know?
Right.
So I think Kim made the right call. Got to do it.
Me too. Yeah, I do too.
Better safe than sorry, and you can't undo it.
No, you can't.
So there'll be other chances to have soirees.
That's right. And I don't care how fun a retreat is. It's not worth dying over. You know what I mean? Or getting sick over and losing 50% capacity of your lungs. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just not worth it.
No. So she's going to cancel that. I think she's already sent the note. Well, she was going to. She's already sent the notices and going to do a post. I haven't seen that, but I haven't had a chance. So, we're going to do that. But that doesn't mean there's nothing going to happen. We're putting our heads together with Kim, and we're going to do some online things during that time frame because we talked about doing a massive giveaway online show while we were down there. And we're still going to do that show. It just won't be from Kim's. And so we'll put our heads together and we're going to make an event out of it in September of some kind. And it'll be online, so we can't transmit germs. But so we're going to do something. So there will be an event. So, you know, stay tuned for that as soon as we figure it out. And that'll take more than just you and I on a podcast figuring out that we're going to do something for your birthday. But We'll sort it out.
We'll get something together really great.
Yeah. It'll be really great. Really great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's all the deals from Sassy Jacks. You know, you need something, give Kim a call. She'll fix you up.
She will.
She will do that. All right. Quarantine Stitch Hour is Wednesdays now. Only on Wednesdays. Quarantine Stitch Hour is down to Wednesday only. Yeah, that's for Vaughn and my sanity. Plus, it's summer and people are out a lot more. And so Wednesday's 8 o'clock, Quarantine Stitch Hour, every Wednesday. Count on it.
Right. And that's a way Wednesday night you can think, okay, Wednesday night, oh, we can stitch. You know what I mean? And that's a good hour of getting stitching in. If that's the only time that you can stitch, which, hey, that's been the only time I've stitched in the last 7 days.
I was going to say, says the pot.
Sometimes, you know, when you get to talk to your friends, and that's really what it's become, in my opinion. It's been a stitch along with your friends. You come there and there's, you know, good conversation and you have a good time. So there, that's what I think you should do is come and stitch with us on Wednesday nights.
8 o'clock on the YouTube, the Fiber Talk YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Right. 8 o'clock Eastern time now.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the coolest things we've done, I think, with live shows, your idea is to make our Friday Night Live show to have a guest each week.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding idea by Vanna. Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's and it's like how I pitched it to you is people like to hear about what people got started, how they got started, what are they stitching. They like to see, you know, projects and stuff. And, you know, the well has run dry with you and I. We don't don't stitch hardly at all anymore. So, you know, I thought that would just be, and, you know, I think that it's good to get like variety and, you know, introduce some of these up and coming, you know, young stitchers and then, you know, seasoned stitchers and to see, and my goodness, the quality of the people that we've had as guests, their work has been, it's like, why do you, maybe we should let them do fiber talk.
I've had that thought. I've had that thought too. Yeah. You guys do the show.
They have been fantastic. Each and every
We're barely adequate. You do the show.
Yeah. I mean, it has been fantastic. So yeah, if you haven't given Friday Talk.
What? Say what?
Fiber Talk
what?
On Friday Night Live. You should do that because, gosh, it's been really nice. Yeah. It's not just us jabbering. It's actually someone, you know, sharing their stitching life. And it's really been great. I have had the best time, you know, seeing that. So
Yeah, it's been great because, well, we had Natalie Dupuy last Friday and then Annette. And mm-hmm. Annette's stuff. Wow. Well,
I know. I mean,
Natalie, we expect hers to knock our socks off.
Right.
But Annette, she was all in there. That was beautiful stuff, man. That was impressive.
Well, and you know, I've friends with Annette, you know, friends over the distance with right. Annette for years, followed her blog and have watched her YouTubes from the beginning when she started. And what she shared with us is just, it was just like a scratch on the surface of what Annette has done. And I told her last week, I go, I think we need to have her again sometime on because there are projects that I know that she has completed that are absolutely gorgeous that she did not share. So,
yeah. Well, I'd be all for that. Cause we had a little technical difficulty. And so I felt a little rushed with her. So I'd be all for having her back. Cause you know, and I could sense that there's a whole lot more to her than what we saw. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like, it almost gives me the goosebumps to think, yes, she has so much more. There's so much more to Annette than just what was shared. So, yeah, we need to have her again, maybe like in the fall sometime. Have a palate cleanse and then have Annette back.
Thereby suggesting the Friday guests between now and Annette are palate cleansers. Ouch. Oh, man.
But anyways, yeah, she was fantastic. Patty, she was our very first, wasn't she, Patty?
Tronrud, yes. Yeah. I think so.
She, her work, wow.
Oh, and tonight. Mm-hmm. Tonight, she finished Queen Victoria, Gayanne's Queen Victoria.
Oh, I know.
Showing that tonight on the live show. Holy smoke, she nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Be showing that and talking about it. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And she did fantastic. She was fantastic. Tori, you know, here we thought it was a male stitcher. A new stitcher, what could he have up his sleeve?
Really,
oh my goodness.
Just the male part alone, you know.
Yeah. So there you go. Fantastic. It's been fantastic. Tune in on Friday to see who are we announcing who it's going to be on Friday? Are we going to let that be a surprise?
Finish the sentence. Keep going.
Deb from Country Stitchers is going to be our guest on Friday Night Live this week. So join us.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to that. Now, Deb, I'm testing for a lot of these people, you know, behind the scenes stuff. For a lot of these people, we do a little audio test ahead of the time, just to make sure everything's in order. So I'm testing with her, and so asked to send pictures because we found that it's better if I display pictures on the screen than if they hold up framed pieces with the glare from the glass and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's been working out well. Deb sent, she sent 10 or 12 pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, when we were setting up the time to do a test, she sent another half dozen just in case, you know, to make sure there was enough.
Wow.
And you just, and there, you know, and now she owes me time because, you know, then I sit there and have to go through them all and study them.
Right.
So she owes me.
And Deb lives in a fantastic part of the country. I love the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area because mm-hmm. of, you know, you want to know why? Because of the Amish. I just love Amish people.
You are kind of an Amish groupie.
I just love Amish people. But anyways.
I wonder if they would reciprocate.
Probably not.
We should give an experiment.
I would say they would not like
it. They would say, go away. You're not of us.
Yeah. Heathen. Anyways. I've been to that area, and what a beautiful area that is. And anyway, so there you go. I can't wait to hear what Deb has to say. I love her and Liz on their floss tube, and you've been a groupie. I watched them. Was I the one that told you about them?
I don't think so. I think I tripped over. I think this is one I found on my own.
Okay.
Yeah, don't take it personal, but.
It's all right. That's all right.
I've watched them, and then
you became a groupie.
I watch them every time. I really enjoy them. And we've gotten to learn more. Lately, they've been doing separate shows because mm-hmm. they can't be together. And so we've learned more about Deb and her stitching because she's had to fill, you know, an hour plus on her own. Mm-hmm. And she is versatile. Wow, is she versatile.
Yep.
And good.
yep.
And I asked her she changes designs quite a bit. Mm-hmm. From the specifications, and so I asked her to put in the collection some that she had changed the design, modified, changed the colors, added things, taken things out, and so she did put some in. So we'll be able to talk about that, just to get into her mind a little bit about what she does with those, and so I'm anxious to see that. But she does all kinds of techniques. Very talented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sure is.
Yeah.
And so Friday night, little tantalizing appetizer to what's coming on Friday night.
There we go. Yep. Yep. So that's So join us 8:00. Always the live show's 8:00 Eastern time on the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way, I just keep saying it because apparently you have to keep saying it. Well, I mean, that's, you know, because I watch a bunch of other videos for cyclists and other things, and mm-hmm. they're always pounding, you know, subscribe, mm-hmm. subscribe, subscribe. So, subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Fiber Talk, wetalkfiber.com/YouTube, and you will, then that way you get notified.
Yep.
And I do put out promotions the day of, so I'll put up a promotion on Facebook. And a promotion through YouTube, and then always on our Instagram thing, so that you just as a reminder. But if you subscribe, then you get a notice like a half hour before we go live, and you have the link right there and everything. It's really the easiest thing. So just do that. And select when you subscribe, then there's some bells on the right of the subscribe word. There's one that says get all notifications. Do that. Mm-hmm. Then you mm-hmm. don't miss out.
Because if you don't want to watch it, you just delete it. It's not a big deal. You know, it's not like you're going.
You're not
forced.
It's not
like we're doing shows every day anymore.
Anymore. Yeah, anymore. Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, that was fun when we were doing them every day or just about every day. But I really didn't think this thing was going to last as long as it is. So
No, the first month it was like great. You know what I mean? And then, it continued.
This isn't going to end anytime soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want our lives back. Yeah. So, okay. So that's the deals. Holy smokes. 23 minutes. I hope people enjoyed all that.
No, that's good.
Yep. But Deb it's going to be fun talking to Deb. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that has come up more than once is the video for the little Be Well thing that you put together.
Mm-hmm.
And people have asked, and you don't even have to say it. I'm going to say it for you. Vanna is booked wall to wall just about every day. And she's been helping out at the quilt shop because the lady, the wife of the owners, had a heart attack and is not up to 100%. So Vanna has been working extra. And she has a family at home and all those things. And she is still got a pile of finishing to do. So she's not had time. And then, you went and did it. You went and did the video and didn't hit record. Oh man, I would have been, I'd have thrown everything in the room.
Yeah. It's like what I told you. I cried. I laid my head down and cried.
Jeez.
Because I had it done. I was doing it when in the, I did it kind of towards the end of when we were doing all the, you know, 3 days a week, the quarantine hour. And I was getting tired. I was tired, you know, and, you know, life was stressful and all of this. And I thought, okay, I've got it set up. I'm going to get this done so that people, you know that, because there's some people that follow us or follow me and they don't really know me. They haven't been with me for the long haul, and they don't understand that when I say something, my word is golden, because all I have to stand behind is my name, you know? And if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And so I was going to do it in good faith to get it done and out of there because people were asking, and then I didn't record, and I just, you know, how can I thought about taking it apart and then redoing it, but then I would have had 101 questions about, well, why did it look wrinkled when you, do you, I, should I, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't even want to go through those questions. You know what I mean? Yep. I'll just start fresh. So I'm restitching it. That's what I'm doing, and it won't take me long to get it restitched. And then I just need to have, you know, to do a tutorial, it takes anywhere from 2 to 6 hours to get it, to film it, to edit it, and to get it up. So, you know, that's a whole day, really, if you can think about it, to do all that. And so once I have some time, I will definitely do it. I can promise you it'll be before Christmas. But I will not, I'm not going to promise anything more than that, because I, at this point in my life, I'm doing for everybody else that needs help right now. And, you'll get it, and I'll have it there, and it'll help you in a variety of ways on learning to finish without having a sewing machine. But I just haven't had time. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. I have not had any time at all to do anything. Yeah.
The cool thing is it's going to be a really good one because you've already had a full dress rehearsal.
Yeah, I have. It's going to be really great. Yeah. Hardly any bloopers.
No, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
You should save the bloopers. That would be a good video. adult only video, but a good video. I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So yeah, it's coming, folks. Oh, and to that point of it's coming, a lot of people have received their t-shirts. Actually, probably everybody has received their t-shirts. And those who ordered magnets along with them, those were shipped separately and fairly soon after you ordered them. But we were doing some calculations, and this is going to sound ridiculous. I mean, they've all been sent. There aren't any orders here at the house that haven't been sent. As a matter of fact, I cleaned up a couple things that had been overlooked from April, from winters today. I think we're all caught up now. But even the last drawing we had, that was shipped before we even announced the winner. So Marga is up to date on everything. These magnets are maddening. But we calculated out, and the people who have yet to receive their magnets yet got their t-shirts. The magnets have only been in the mail system a little over a month. And I know that seems absolutely ridiculous, but that's your post office for you. And so when you write and say, hey, I haven't gotten my magnets yet, the response from Marga is going to be, let's give it another week, and then we will send them out. But we've already had a couple of instances where people said, I didn't get the magnets. Marga sent them. And then the next day, and literally the next day, oh, I got my magnets. It's like, oh, geez. you know, the post office is just, they have to be hand canceled. They can't be run through machines. So I think they get set on a shelf and dealt with, when they feel like it. But anyway, they are coming. They're in the mail. And so if you think, boy, it's been too long, wait one more week and then contact us. And we will send them again. And then for some places, it seems like the West Coast and the South are where the problems are at in terms of delivery. So today we went and purchased some other envelopes to mail in that we hope will move things better. I don't know. We're going to try.
Expedite things, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try different packaging. The packaging we've been using is what the post office said was more than fine. I mean, we checked with them, did the whole thing. But especially to the West and the South. It just seems like, come on, folks. So we're going to try different packaging for the West and the South and see if that doesn't improve things. But it's not like they're not getting sent. I mean, Marga is sending them out most of the time. Well, we're trying to still go to the post office once a week, but here in the last two or three weeks, we've been going twice a week to get this stuff out. And so it's getting shipped. It's just, you know, it's out of our control then. So just be patient. It will get there. And then if it doesn't, we'll make good on it. It's not a question of that. It's just those that, oh, I got, we, all right, we shipped you a second set. Well, I got mine today. Oh, geez. Just, yeah. So, and you know, you don't have to ship them back then. Marga always just says, give them to somebody else or keep them and have mm-hmm. a collection. Mm-hmm. So anyway, be patient with that, please. It's, we're doing all we can on our end, but the people in the middle are, yeah, that.
Yeah, yeah.
There we have it. So, okay, so I've been working on Hannah Longstreth. Now, I have been stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Though not a lot, but I have found, for the moment, the perfect combination.
Mm.
The perfect combination. Hannah Longstreth and Homeland.
Hannah Longstreth. Oh. I was like, Hannah Longstreth and Homeland. Which this, one is that this, that we're doing?
The sweet little girl who made a sampler and then this violent, mad, crazed, multi-year series about terrorism. You put a beer with that and you got yourself an evening, let me just say. And Claire Dane, wow, she is not going to, you know, I never paid attention to that Homeland until, you know, wow, that thing must be good because it kept getting awards and recognition and stuff. Holy smokes, it's good. What a ride.
Really?
What
wow.
a ride. And just when you think they're going to run out of steam, they find more steam. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's been my stitching combination. I got like 3 hours Sunday afternoon of Homeland, a beer, and Hannah Longstreth.
This past Sunday, yeah. After the Gold Workshop?
I did.
Let's see, what did I do? Before the Gold Workshop, I had a nervous breakdown.
Well, that because, was fun.
Because a car ran into our, whatever, what would that be? I don't know what it was. It ran into something and knocked out the whole internet
service. The junction box, whatever they call
it? Yeah, that's what they ran into. And so I was like freaking out, and I was freaking out so much that I didn't even think about, hey, you idiot, you still have cell service. I wasn't even thinking that. And so Gary's like, must be trying to call me and my Wi-Fi's not up. And I then finally Keith goes, there's somebody who keeps buzzing your phone. And it's like, oh, idiot, it's Gary. So anyways, got that figured out. And then after the Gold Work, so I was a little flustered before the Gold Work, and you know, it came up right at, because we kept on calling, they said we will have it up by blah 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 blah, and it did, and I got to do the Gold Work show. And then after the Gold Work show, what happened? I don't know what happened, but stitching did not happen.
We got done with that show. It took me a good hour and a half to clean up, get all the stuff put back where it belonged and everything. But yeah, then I did. I sat down and stitched. Oh, that was so freaky. Because, of course, for these shows, you know, we sign on, well, this time it was a half hour ahead of time because we had so much going on with the show that we needed to make sure it was together. And so I sign on with Natalie, and I'm calling Vonna, and I'm calling Vonna. And I said, where is Vonna? And
he was probably saying some choice words about Vonna.
I refrained because Natalie was there. I had to behave.
Oh, okay.
But it was clear that there was something wrong. Mm-hmm. And Natalie says, well, did she forget? I said, no, Vonna didn't forget. Mm-hmm. No, that didn't happen at all. Something is amiss. And, mm-hmm. So we just decided to go on without you. And then you pop up shortly after we started, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right. It was during the music. And I go, Gary, can you hear me? Yeah. And everybody else could hear me.
Right.
Except you guys, 'cause you had muted. And then you gave me the thumbs up because I can see Gary. Nobody could see me, but I can see Gary because of my setup. And so then it was like, okay.
Yeah, she's doing that. We're muted with so the music.
And then over the music, you can hear me saying, Gary, can you hear me? Gary, can you hear me? And then finally I saw people going, Bonna, we hear you. And I was like, oh, crap. I was so flustered. I didn't even understand. I had to think about, am I doing it on my computer or am I doing it on my iPad? You know how, because I have different setups for whatever we're doing. And I had to think about how we're doing it. And I had my, it was just a mess. I had the microphone. It was just an utter mess. But anyways, it pulled off. And I'm going to just say this about Natalie and her gold work. Was not interested in gold work ever. I started that EGA gold basket of gold because mainly for the black work, not for the gold work. And then I got it and I was like, whoa, this is a lot of gold work. But anyways, I really was not interested in gold work. But after watching Natalie and seeing that, I have already decided that the candy cane, I think that we should do a Fiber Talk candy cane, gold work candy cane sal.
You about wet your pants when I sent you the picture of that candy cane.
That candy cane. And then when she showed it on Friday night, I was like, my gosh, that is beautiful.
It's rich looking, isn't it? Just rich looking?
Yes. Oh. And I thought, I can finish that as an ornament.
I could just see your wheels are just spinning 100 miles an hour, what you could do with that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I'm really considering thinking getting that. I mean, getting that at least off. Cause
do
she
two
said
of
today,
them. Do two of them back to
and
back.
Put them together.
Right.
Do it like an, what is that? Three-dimensional candy cane. Yes, right. That's exactly what I thought too. Sew them together.
Yep. Do some gold work around the edge, some pearl around the edge. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, you got yourself a beaut.
Yep. Boy, that might be a winner at the fair.
Oh,
but anyways.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. I really, honest to God, am thinking about
there,
buying.
Judge that.
judge that. You tell me what's wrong with that, buddy. But anyways, I'm really thinking about that hard. So, and then we're going to do, I haven't gotten a chance to mess around about it, but we're going to, I think people are looking for a place for us to do sals, you know, as a group. And I talked to Gary about it, and I think we're going to kind of try to start doing it on our Fiber Talk Facebook page so that we have a central location where all the sals that we're doing, you know, and Lord God, we would need to have a whole index of the South.
Facebook will probably have to charge us.
But I think that we're going to do that at least starting off with Dawn to Dusk, because I have noticed in different groups people have been asking, well, on the Dawn, it's actually on Textured Treasures Facebook page, where is, I've looked for this sow and I cannot find it. Is it already over? No, it's not even started. But, you know, so I think that we're looking at that. So look forward to that in the future, that we have a centralized location. I just have to figure out how people can, like, you know, comment so that we don't have to, like, say, okay, it's fine to, you know what I mean, to post that. So anyways, I'm trying to figure that out.
That's on Vonna's list, not mine.
Yeah, not on Gary's. That's on Vonna's list, and Vonna has it.
But, yeah, so we are going to rework the Fiber Talk the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Vonna's going to do that so that we can keep all of our sals there and people have a central place to go. So that's coming up. Yeah.
Right. And you can ask us questions and we can post, you know, progress pictures and people can applaud each other and see each other's great work. I just think that that would even make a more of a, you know, close the circle on a community, you know, and make a more, you know, community. So there you go.
So, so that's coming up. I think that's a good move.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yep. You work that in when you have spare time.
Sometime. I've been thinking about how I'm going to do that.
Yep. So that'll be good. So, because we've got Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the queen. That the really queen. Wasn't a sow, but some people started it and finished it.
We need to have a central place for that, too.
Yeah, the queen. Okay, so let's think about it. The queen. Well, on you stay.
Yep. Hannah,
then Royal Garden, Dawn to Dusk. Good Lord.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
Not yet.
That's it. Okay, good.
Well, you already started the candy cane one, so.
Mentally.
Yeah. Yeah, that. So, yeah, so we're going to be doing it. So we'll let you know when that happens. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's almost become essential.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right, so Hannah Longstreth. Back to Beer, Homeland, and Hannah Longstreth.
Yeah, okay.
So we did, I did the, well, we both did the first one in the upper mm-hmm. left corner, motif. Mm-hmm. And then on Mother's Day, we did the one below that. Mm-hmm. With the butterfly insects and the marigold flower in the middle.
Right.
And side note on that, I have had more than one person say to me that my insect at the bottom is all out of kilter, and so is my flower. And I really appreciate that. People are really studying the work, but that's the way Hannah did it. And I do reproduction samplers the way they're charted. I don't straighten them out. So
yeah.
Yeah, that one butterfly is wonky. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one that it was exciting Homeland series or scene. And I added an extra row of three X's in the main body and didn't notice it till I had the first wing almost done. And I thought for three X's, I am not tearing all this out. And so I modified the wing to fit and then did it on the other side. And so that one's me. That's my one thing. And
it's just a little tall. It's a tall bee or whatever it is.
But yeah, Hannah was creative there. She got actually mm-hmm. she probably nodded off somewhere along the way. But and then you did in the upper left, the one to the right of
that bush.
That bush. Now you finished that.
Mm-hmm. That's
man, Vanna, I am ready to scream. I got one more branch to do. I'm putting in all the branches. And then I'm going to go back and do the flowers or whatever they are.
Uh-huh.
Oh, geez, what a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that one. And plus, it's on a page turn and a page break, I know. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of throws you. You know what I ended up doing is I ended up taking a copy and then cutting off the margin and then taping it together so that I could, because I couldn't.
Now, how come I didn't think to do that?
Yeah, because, you know.
Because I'm not you.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Because what a pain in the butt.
Yes, it is. It was. I mean, and you think, and I mean, I just, every time I look at your updates, you know, because I'm not stitching on Hannah because, you know, life. But every time you see an update, I think of your, you know, what was that? The beginning of May statement. I'm going to have this done by Royal Garden. Yeah, okay, honey. All right.
Not a chance.
yeah.
Oh, this one has taken forever. I stitched on it last night, and I stayed up. Margo went to bed. I stayed up extra. I got to get this branch done. And then I looked. I still got another entire branch. And I'm thinking, why is this taking so long? No, there's no way Hannah put this kind of effort in. And then I realized, no, because Hannah didn't have to follow a pattern. She just made it up.
That's right.
You know, that's easy.
Hannah didn't do this kind of effort. Only Gary did that kind of effort. Oh, golly, that's funny.
But it's true. She just had to make it up. I got to follow exactly what she did. Oh man, it's so tedious. Oh.
Oh gosh.
And you got to, you know, at least this is the way I do it, and I probably am making it harder on myself. But I'm doing half stitches, like to the end of a branch, and then coming back.
Yeah.
To the base, you know, and, but one trick I've learned, okay, so I'm down to the last branch and I put the flowers in and then that one's off my back.
Mm-hmm.
One trick I have learned, and this is probably something you do all the time, but on those kinds of things, one thing that I've done is at the base, wherever my base is, main branch, where I go off to do a branch and do half stitches and then come back, I have been putting half stitches to indicate where the next thing comes off.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I figured you did.
Yeah, so I try to do that. Like, do the central and then put, like, half. Yes, I do that.
Little markers, like little.
Yeah.
Yeah, little. So that's really been helpful. I started doing that. I thought, man, because I was spending so much time going back and recounting. This is ridiculous. I'm just going to do a half stitch here, and that tells me, all right, that's where the next branch goes. And so, yeah, so that's been really helpful. But, oh, this thing is getting, it's just old. One more branch tonight, and then.
Then that will be done. Then you'll be ahead of me.
Will I?
Yeah, because I haven't finished the one that we started on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. I just want one where I can just make some X's, you know?
Yeah, it's just that one's I've struggled with the linen, and once I get going, you know, like if I it seems like to me if I have very ample light, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I have I just literally have not stitched, and I'm going to tell you what, this is shocking, but so I've been working like a month now, 48 hours plus a week, and at the shop. And every night I come home, and I'll be honest with you, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
And by the time, you know, if I have, you know, this or whatever, I'll get done, I'll go upstairs and go to bed right away. And then, you know, if in the evening we go for our walk, and it's been about all I could do to go for our walk most nights. And
Come on, Mom, keep up.
Yeah. It's just like, well, yeah, exactly. And, I get my shower, and I'll sit in my chair to, like, you know, have an hour, hour and a half before 9 o'clock when we go to bed. And I have just been literally just sitting in my chair like dazed. And last night, Keith goes, "Are you going to ever stitch again?" And I said, "Someday when I have enough energy to hold my head up, I'm going to." But right now I can't because I'm exhausted. Yeah. And I literally just go to bed and I just like die when I go to bed. It's just, and then, you know, I fall asleep good. And then I wake up in the middle of the night and think about all the things that I'm not doing, get myself all upset, and then doze until I have to get up at 4:30. And then, and then we start all over.
Do it all over. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, I know that feeling where you sit down to stitch and you just, yeah, it's like,
you're so tired. You just can't.
I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And then you try and you usually end up tearing out what you did.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, anymore. I've been smart enough. Just turn the light off and go sit in the recliner because it's
useless.
Yeah. It's pointless. Yep. So anyway, that's Hannah, but still I'm liking it.
Oh, it's a beautiful child. I can't, yes. And that will hang. I hope someday it will hang on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, and the colors and that linen, I like.
Yeah, the linen.
The weave is tight on the linen, I will say that. Mm-hmm. I've not had as much frustration as you have, but that linen and then the thread colors are, and that MPI silk, man, I'm telling you.
And that's the, I love it. I love it.
I am sold. I am sold on that stuff.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking along, but yeah, I am really anxious to have this one done. And then I did one branch that had one of the flowers or whatever it is on the end. I didn't notice that there were two X's in the flower of the branch color.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez, you got to be kidding me. So now that one, I got to go back and put two X's in. The other ones I remembered. So when I got out there, you know, I just did a multi-thread run out to where the X's went, put them in and came back. Cause I knew they'd be covered anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That one, you know, it's just that annoying. Oh geez, really?
Yeah.
These little branches are squiggly all over the place. And then you're going to put two X's of that color in a bloom. Thanks. Mm. She's evil.
I know.
You know, I think Hannah Longstreth is evil. No, she didn't know we were going to be replicating this thing.
Yeah, and dissecting it.
Right. But so that one I got to make sure I get. But I'll be glad to have that motif done. Oof.
Because
the next one over, it looks like it's some solid fields of X's. So you can just.
Yes, I thought that too.
Yeah.
Because isn't it an urn next to that one?
Yeah, it's an urn and a couple of big flowers or something.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
Yeah, I've been looking at that longingly. Can I do that one? But I got to get this bush done. It's just, it's ugly. Painful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here we are. We're going to run out of time. I want to hear about, you made two quilts, one for Katie and one for one of the boys.
It's going to be Austin's. So Katie's boyfriend.
Oh, for Austin. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that. So, so I want to know about these because Katie's is the penguins, and then Austin is the Bigfoot. Yeah.
I don't have very much. I only have three blocks done on Austin's, but I'm changing the whole pattern. So the pattern just calls for one Bigfoot in a field of trees, and are a forest of trees, and it's on a white background. And I've, you know, I'm doing the pattern because of duh, Bigfoot, right? And
yeah, we got that. Yeah, thank
you. Yeah, and so it's just, I just feel like that's sad. That Bigfoot there, he has friends, and so he needs to have Bigfoot friends on the quilt. So
wait, I gotta write this down. Bigfoot has friends.
And the quilt, on Facebook, I posted a picture of the model of the quilt. So the name of the quilt
is
Legend. Oh,
that's the model. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so yours won't look anything background. Like this then. Oh.
Yeah, the one with the white background is actually the model. And so it's called Legendary by Elizabeth Hartman is the person that made the quilt. And her model has a black white ground and with the trees and one Bigfoot. Well, when I was buying the fabric to do this, and first of all, I always look through Google images to see how other people did their Bigfoot quilts, you know, and I saw some with like blue or black backgrounds. And as I was choosing my fabrics, I thought I didn't want white because I don't think that displays Bigfoot to the best advantage personally. And then I thought, you know, Bigfoot's nocturnal.
And of course, that's a life goal.
Yeah. And then Bigfoot's not nocturnal. Oh gosh, I wonder if I could find some like night sky fabric. And by golly, I found it with stars. So it's a field of like navy blue with royal blue splotches and then stars in it. And I found it and I bought like 8 yards or something. And, well, because I know that I want to make one for myself, right?
Oh, okay.
So anyways, I bought that many yards of the sky fabric. Now I'm wishing I would have bought like 16 yards.
I was going to say, why didn't you just buy the bolt and be done with
it? Yeah, I should have. And so anyways, I started that. And so as I made the first Bigfoot, I had always thought I'm going to make more than one Bigfoot. Yeah. And I'm going to have him at night in a forest of trees. But then as I was making the first one yesterday, I thought, I wonder if I could sew one in mirror image, because then that way it would look like, okay, there's a Bigfoot walking this way and there's one walking this way and one walking this way. So today, and you know how I'm spatially and shape challenged, right?
Yes.
It took me all day in between answering the phone and customers and selling sewing machines and all of that to figure out how to sew a Bigfoot in mirror image. So as I was doing it, I was talking out loud to myself. Okay, it was on this side, so now I have to put it on this side. And by golly, I did it. And I think I was so proud of myself, Gary. That was almost like I don't know, I was just so proud of myself. Anyway, so I got two more Bigfoot. I have decided that I'm going to have a total of four Bigfoot, and two are going to go one way, and the other two are going to be mirror images. And in a field of trees, and all the trees are going to be different fabrics. All the Bigfoot are different colors. I really had a good time picking out the fabrics, and I am really pleased how this is turning out. He doesn't know he's getting it.
No.
See, he's a big. He has always liked Bigfoot, but he thinks it's funny that I like it. He and I go, you believe in him, right? And he's like, no, I don't believe in him. And he goes, you know, like that. And he goes, and then when he said, no, I don't believe in him, then he looked at me and he goes, do you? And I go, well, you know, I believe in a lot of things like that. So anyways, he doesn't know that he's getting a Bigfoot quilt, but I think that that'll just tickle him to punch. Yeah. when he gets it, because I'm hoping to have it done by the time he has his graduation party, which is sometime in mid and late in July. But the best part of this whole scenario is that, okay, on Katie's Penguin quilt, same designer, Elizabeth Hartman, and the name of that pattern is Penguin Party. I did the quilting on my embroidery machine. So it's edge to edge quilting using embroidery software, and it was snowflakes and snowballs. Okay. On Bigfoot. Okay. On Bigfoot, the quilting is going to be, you know, like the hang 10 footprints.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's going to be all
well
over the
played.
Quilt.
Well played.
Isn't... Oh, I can't... That is just going to... That's just going to make my heart...
Well played.
Just,
oh, yeah.
Bigfoot hang tent. So big feet, you know, so footprints all over the quilt. That's what the quilting's going to be.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that is going to be fantastic.
That's your tip in right there. Well done.
Yep. 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 So anyways, I can't wait to give that. I can't wait till it's done. And it's really, okay, so you want to know how long it took to cut out all those pieces for that quilt?
Forever?
Yes, 2 days. It took me 2 8-hour days.
Oh,
you know,
geez,
in between, again, in between customers and answering the phone and all that. 2 days to cut out all the Bigfoot pieces. I cut out 4 Bigfoot. I cut out, I don't know how many. I just started cutting greens, and I don't know how many trees I'm going to get out of it. And then the background, because all of those pieces are like, some go down to 1 by 1 inch squares.
Oh, no.
You know, that you have to, yeah, no kidding. And to, in order to keep them all separated, I have to make little stickers, and it has like AA, BB, CD, you know, and then it has, so it has ABCD,
EFG. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then there, then if they have more than the 26 letters in the alphabet, you have to go AA, BB, CC. And that's how you number the, and it's like, good Lord. I was like,
and now you
got to
sew all that together?
Now I have to sew all of it together.
Oh, man.
So I have piles of AA, BB, CC. And it's all laid out. And I forgot that I wasn't going to work tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be my day off. Thank God. And when I was getting ready, you know, it turned up to be 5 o'clock really fast today. And I was like, oh, gosh, I don't come back to work tomorrow. I need to clean this up. And she said, just leave it. Don't worry about it. Just leave it. It'll be, you know, nobody will mess with it. And I was like, okay. And I left it. So all these, so when they, people come in to buy fabric tomorrow, it's going to be my machine, one of my machines with all these piles of navy blue star fabric and, you know, brown fabric and green fabric. They're probably going to think, what in the world? You know, what tornado is this? But anyways.
Trust me, folks, I have a plan.
That is. And it's going to get, honestly, it's going together pretty fast. It took me all day, and I burned a lot of brain cells today doing that mirror image, because I, you know, she did not provide mirror image instructions. I had to sew the block backwards.
Oh, okay.
Now think about that. Sewing a block backwards with
no spatial relations
with no
ability at all.
Yeah, no spatial awareness. I nearly flunked organic chemistry. Cannot understand which way is cis and trans, but I sewed a mirror image Bigfoot block today, and I imagine that there
cis is right, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
Cis is right, trans is left. Yes, okay.
Yes, and
that ends our organic chemistry section.
But there is over like 100 pieces in one Bigfoot block.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least I think there's 100 pieces. Maybe wow. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it seems like 100
okay,
pieces.
If it's
Let's
60,
just say that.
If it's 60, it's still a ton. Who cares?
There's a lot of pieces. There are a lot Jeez. Of pieces. So.
Oh, that's going
to
be cool.
The tree blocks look hard, but they're easy compared to the Bigfoot.
That's going
to
be
Anyways,
cool.
It's cute. It's a cute quilt. It's on my Instagram if anybody wants to look. It's a cute quilt. Gar, it's going to be a cute quilt.
The quilting on Katie's penguin quilt, man, that worked out great.
Yeah, you want to know how many hoopings that took to get that sucker quilted? I was thinking about that
More
the
than
other
two?
Day. Well, every time. So, no, it wasn't two. It was like, I think there was like 65 hoopings. Because it's a pretty good size quilt, and you know, so the embroidery field is only the largest embroidery field on my machine is 8 by 14. No, let me see, 8 by 12 and a half. So 8 by 12 essentially. So I had to do that all the way down. There's a whole formula for doing it, and it includes math and all that. But I calculated, I think that I did 65 hoopings for that.
Jeez.
And it's kind of a pain in the neck, but when you get done with it, it's so stinking cute.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Really,
and I didn't have to pay a long armor, you know, $300 to do it. I did it myself. And she can say, my mother, you know, did this from start to finish, you know?
Yep.
And that's important to me. So,
Well, that, when you did the quilting on that, cause I liked it, you know, as much as I like penguins, cute little penguins. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It looked nice. But then when you showed the quilting, I was like, oh yeah, yeah.
Isn't that
brought it together.
Yeah.
That brought it together. Yep.
Yeah. I will have to say that was good. And I cannot wait because I had two options that I could do for the Bigfoot. There's one that has like an evergreen tree and a tent and maybe like a moon or something like that. And then I saw the feet print, the footprints, and I was like, oh my gosh, it has to be the footprints. So anyways.
Yeah, that footprint is, it's so funny because Mark and I watch Jeopardy every day. We always love to watch Jeopardy. And when they have young contestants and then they'll ask a question, almost every time Mark and I will go, nope, too young for that because nobody can answer it. Too young. And even Alex will say that every now and then. Yeah, you guys are too young for that one. But the Bigfoot one, that's, young people won't get that. But the Hang Ten one, people won't get that.
Yeah, no, they won't get that.
Too young, yeah. Well, that was... That was when Natalie and I were putting together the Goldwork show for Sunday. She said I needed some kind of a velvet felt piece of cloth. And then she puts it on a board or whatever. Whatever. And so I just wrote back without thinking that I would just cut up my Elvis velvet painting. She wrote back shortly later that she literally had to look it up to see what I was talking about because she didn't know anything about the old Elvis velvet paintings. And I said, oh yeah, those were famous. Some people actually thought they were beautiful art, you know? And then I remembered there was a donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the donkey with a basket on the side?
Yeah.
People actually hung those in their houses.
Like, I know. I mean, I was a little girl. When did he die? 1976, 1978?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
When, you know, because I was born in 1970, but I knew about him because I can remember going to Evansville, Indiana, and on the corner there'd be somebody with all these velvet prints. Velvet Elvis on the buyers today. Velvet Elvis. But anyways.
Yeah. So she didn't know about that. Too young. Yeah. Too young.
Oh,
but she looked it up. She, rather than ask, she looked it up. And so I gave her a chuckle. It was worth it. All right. That's enough.
All right.
Sunday, our guest Sunday, April McNee, back for a second time from the Embroiderers Guild Galleries in New South Wales in Australia. So looking forward to that because it's been 2 years.
I think it has been almost two years.
Yeah. So looking forward to that and get to learn what they're doing. As they do more online things and, you know, they have so many gallery shows that I'm really curious to learn how they're dealing with that. So going to have a good chat with April, on Sunday. And then as we talked about 1,000 times, tonight is Quarantine Stitch Hour. Friday night is Friday Night Live. And there we have it.
Good. There you go.
Thanks to Kim and Sassy Jax. If you need stuff, call Kim. She'll fix you up.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We're out.
Bye.